All right, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Oh shit, the clap. Oh, I spilled it. Ooh, sounds tinnitus.
Like my days in the Navy. I shit, record. The clap. Oh no, darn.
No, you're good. Recording again.
I made my tinnitus.
Didn't
hurt
land, off. Boys. Didn't land.
Yeah, we're recording. I'm gonna clap one more time.
Good thing there's no flies in my house anymore. We just got them all.
I know. Every fly is dead.
Foolish mortals.
Intro.
Hi, everyone. Donut here. This is Batty Streams. Shout out to Batty Streams.
Eli Double Tap. Donut Operator. Batty Streams. We're in a new location.
I just wiped High Life in my beard. That was...
You're going to smell like your dad now.
I don't know.
That was not great. That was not good.
That does not sound good.
No, Miller High Life, not sponsor us. That's never gonna work, right? I mean, we can't bully
the champagne of beers.
I mean, it's literally the champagne of beers. The champagne of beers.
When I think Miller High Life, I think Barbies. Dungeons and
their action figures,
wagons.
We found dragons. Out
Dungeon and wagons.
Dungeons and wagons. It's like the Amish version.
We're in a new place.
I know. Where?
For everyone who's listening, fuck you, first of all, for listening and not watching. But thank you for listening. We moved the podcast location.
Dude, Batty's new house is so much better than Donut's boring-ass house. And we don't have that annoying cool. John yelling stuff.
This fucking kid running around.
Fucking John.
Wanting food and shelter. It's bullshit.
John, I'm so angry at you right now.
Batty set this up as his Dungeons and Dragons / like card game.
Yeah, it's just like a tabletop game place. Room. Oh fuck, I forgot to flip the.
There we go. We almost died there.
So Dungeons and Dragons. This is like dungeons. So it's like what? Go.
Tabletop RPG.
Uh-huh.
Where you roll dice, kill your friends in games. I guess I don't have to, like, or in
what's
real life if you
safe
argue with
word?
Them. The safe word? Oh, my safe word's Advil. Yeah, Advil.
Where are you going with this?
I think he's trying to make like a sex dungeon joke.
What? No, I was just asking about Dungeons and Dragons.
I mean, it looks like a dungeon.
So yeah, it's where I just wanted a place where I could like play fucking D&D. Like, I used to do this back at home in Vermont at my buddy's house. We set up his garage and we would have tables and shit. And we always wanted to do some cool like little studio like thing. And we never got to, and so here I was like, fuck it, I want to go on Facebook Marketplace and find old Victorian oak furniture that weighs 8,000 pounds for dirt cheap and then fill it with lights and dragons and shit.
It looks cool.
I wanted to have a fucking cool room, so when I play D&D, because we're gonna start playing D&D, it's gonna fucking happen.
Oh, 100%.
It kind of helps you get immersed in the game. Like, that's like the worst part about trying to play D&D with people, when they're distracted constantly, like not really feeling it. They're on their phones, not paying attention. There's just a complete lack of focus on everything. So
yeah, I try I'm to totally make this... not distracted now, Bat.
Well, okay, the first game, it's going to be very distracting as you look around and look at all the dumb shit everywhere. But in the future, it's just going to be like a fun setting to get you in the mindset to play fucking D&D.
It's crazy. He has like everything. We were going through. He has the Black Pearl up top.
Shut. Don't even start.
Donut. What was the one you seen?
Thor's helmet.
Right Thor's there. Helmet. That one's super gangster. He has the. Is this just a K bar? What's that dagger? Is it just a K bar?
I made that actually. I forged that.
Okay.
It's a Viking Sayaxe, but whatever.
It's a.
I just.
But whatever.
I just.
But whatever.
It's whatever, man.
Shout out to Bill.
Shout out to fucking Billards. Our moody teenager.
We love you, Billards.
Bill, I love you, man, but fuck. It's whatever.
I pulled up to the restaurant the other day. He's waiting on me. And he's like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, I was still in my truck. I was like, but it's whatever, and drove off while he was talking. Should we even tell that story? Or just like keep
nah,
that one?
Nah,
we'll keep that one.
We'll keep everyone guessing there.
Okay. Inside baseball. What? So, The thing with I cannot remember its name is driving me insane.
Okay, so
right
what Eli's pointing at right now, all over the shelves behind me are little D&D mini miniatures for the game, or books, or just like collectible things for D&D. What did you say it was, Donut?
Demigorgon?
Wrong.
No, Morgan it something? Is a
starts with a B.
B.
Beauty is in the eye of the
beholder.
There we go. It's a beholder. Yeah, yeah, I have a beholder. I have miniatures all around.
They have, if I remember right, those are, do they have any telekinetic? They're magic. They are magic based.
Yes. So a beholder. This is one of the most iconic monsters in all of D&D. It has a giant main eye and little like tentacle eyes coming off the top of it. Each one of its eyes has a different power. One of them being telekinesis. They float around. Mm-hmm. Its main eye is generally what's considered anti magic. So as it looks at you,
that's it.
All of your magic shit just stops working. So you can't cast spells. If you have like magical shields and flaming swords, just poof, goes out and you're just kind of like a normal dude. And it's really fucks with people.
Dude, I love D&D. Like, the lore on everything. That's why I'm huge on, like, the Dritz books and, like, all that you get. Because all the knowledge, and it's so gangster. Like, because I do believe they fight one. Or I think it's Artemis and Jarl-Axel, maybe.
Don't they fight Xanathar, who is the head of... Oh, God. Xanathar is a blue beholder that is the head of one of the guilds in Waterdeep. I don't remember the name of the guild.
Yes, that might... Man, this is books.
Okay. Yeah, this is a long... We're deep in the lore now.
I've never seen that episode
of
Pokemon. I'll
have to pull out one of my tomes.
So when did Pikachu come out?
Final Fantasy's weird these days.
Dude, that Pikachu meme, it's like sleeping with Pikachu. Cute.
Oh my God.
Sleeping with Machamp.
Weird. Yeah.
Just Machoke and your kid's like...
your 8-year-old is cradling him.
It's like anytime Eli cuddles anyone.
Yeah.
Mom, I love my Machamp. Dad's Jeez. Calling the police.
Why does it always come back to fucking every? I hate it.
Pokemon.
I'm gonna throw up.
Is he wearing like a thong too?
Yeah, he just wears underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. It's tight. Yeah.
That is just a Speedo, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think doesn't Machoke have like the belt, and Machamp just has like underwear, right?
Yes.
Or something. I don't know.
Do they have a dick and balls? That's why that is so good.
There's all these lonely old ladies in the forest looking for Machamp.
They're just like walking around.
Found one, finally.
Batty's already mad. He's like, God damn it, why?
Sorry, I blacked out. What are we talking about?
The question is, can you command them to do other things than fighting?
I think it was the last podcast we released, or maybe it was episode 16. I don't remember if it was 16 or 17. But somebody's first comment was, it was like one of the top comments, was like, so the gang makes a podcast about video games, anime, and game or nerd stuff. Something went wrong along the way. The last episode was like the poop episode, then Gender Bender, then Machoke Rave. Like, what the fuck, man? Where did we go wrong?
Machamp, you seduce. That's not one of my moves at all. Use fist. That's, again, one of not.
Pound.
Yeah, use pound.
Oh God. He's like, okay, fuck.
Whatever.
It's whatever.
It's whatever, guys.
Can we name this episode It's Whatever? Oh no.
Willard's gonna be like, I hate all of you. So hey,
no. I'm moving
this
back.
This is what you get for not being on the podcast.
Yeah. Willer.
Biller.
Biller.
I wonder if he even listens to this. Hey Will, if you listen to our podcast, text me right now.
It's whatever.
I don't even listen to our podcast.
You don't?
No.
I do.
I listen to some.
I usually forget, so I have to.
I want to go back and listen to the last one, though, the Gender Benders.
It was a good one.
Dude, I did watch. It's 45 minutes of a screech laughing.
Yeah. I went back and watched some of it. I was like, oh, this is actually really fucking good.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
I watch every single one because like, I'm terrified to put them on YouTube without watching them. I'm like, I don't want to publish this
yet. I'm glad you
listen to every single one. I refuse to put them up otherwise.
And Party does a good job with like the punches and like little
dude,
things.
I absolutely love it. It makes the watching the YouTube video a little extra. Like, it's not just normally listening to the podcast. He adds little silly comments, or he'll fucking do funny punch-ins, or just leave it on one of us for way too long when like, there's that moment of just blank stare into nothing.
If only he learned to color grade.
Oh, fuck. Well, I love you, Party. Donut does, too. He told me once.
Yeah. I was thinking it in my heart.
Exact same, yeah.
My heart of hearts, yeah. I love you, sir.
Okay, first off, E3 happened.
No, okay, before
Video
E3.
Game.
Before
okay,
E3.
Right. Okay.
D&D related.
Oh, okay.
D&D related. And Magic the Gathering related. Magic the Gathering on the 16th is doing the next set. which is a Faerun D&D crossover.
Hey, everyone watching the podcast right now. I said the wrong date. The release of the D&D Magic the Gathering crossover is not June 16th. It's July 16th for the pre-release. Sorry. Thank you. Continue listening now. Bye.
That's going to be
fucking... And it's the biggest set they've released in fucking forever.
What is Faerun for the viewers?
Dungeons and Dragons. It's the Forgotten Realms. It's one of the main world, yeah, I guess you would say, in the Dungeons and Dragons history. There's many worlds. There's the Forgotten Realms. There's fucking Dragonlance. There's now Exandria from Critical Role. There's Dark Sun. There's tons of different worlds that D&D can be set in. Eberron, all this stuff. And now, finally... Magic the Gathering is doing a crossover with D&D because D&D just did a crossover with Magic the Gathering. Last year, I think it was. One of the setting books they came out with was the setting of Ravnica, which is Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now Ravnica. They're doing it the opposite, where Magic the Gathering is doing a massive crossover with D&D.
Dude, I actually might get back into Magic the Gathering.
So,
I would do it with
you, man. There's special
magic.
Commander decks coming out just for this.
Look at, tons I can teach you guys Commander.
So we're already doing it. We're going to do a draft night where I'm going to buy a fuck ton of these stuffs and we're going to draft, just draw cards and build decks, and we're going to fucking, like, I'm going to learn how to play again.
That's really fun.
Freaking out over
how exciting. Are we drafting Commander?
Okay,
we're just doing a normal draft set.
Yeah. Plus, there's Commander decks. Dude, there is Commander's so much so shit. Separate. Okay, sure, whatever. I don't give a fuck. There is so much D&D shit coming into the Magic the Gathering right now.
I'm stoked.
I've been kind of wanting to learn. I've been getting just poked at it about wanting to learn how to play again. And Dungeons and Dragons meets Magic. I'm in. Yes.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so Command Zone is like the biggest podcast for all MTG Commander. Well, Commander related stuff, and now Magic. Like, they do Magic.
We're taking over.
Yes, Jimmy. It's Freddie's brother. That actually,
Jimmy Wong's on it.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
I used to edit those back in the day. That was like one of my first jobs in LA because they started when I was there.
That's cool.
Then I edited it for like mini episodes with Josh and Jimmy started it.
Yeah,
and then watching them grow to the size they are, it's fucking phenomenal. But do you know who they had on like 2 weeks ago?
Post Malone. Was that what you're talking about? I saw that.
Wait,
they have Post Malone on there to play Magic with them,
and then they just went to Post's house this weekend and were playing with him at his house. They invited him out in Utah, and they were having a good time playing Magic the Gathering.
So we all have to get back.
Yeah, Posty's like a huge, huge nerd because Jimmy was like, "Are you guys in Utah?" I was like, "No, man, we're at an event."
So when is everybody coming to my house to play D&D?
We'll just send this. Just go bug Jimmy.
Yeah, everyone.
Or Post. Post probably won't see this, but Jimmy and Josh to the Quai. You can go bug
Freddie.
The shit out of them. Freddie's not even on this, but bug Freddie anyway.
Yeah, just bug Freddie. He's cute.
Dude, we already have Post. We can do tattoos.
It's true.
With you.
We got Post.
We'll have two Posts, two homeless men. It will look great.
Watch out, oh, watch out, oh, watch out, yeah.
Do my, put my face tattoos back on.
Dude.
But yeah, so dude, about Magic, if we do that, I am down. I haven't played Magic or Commander in...
What is Commander?
It is a different form of Magic where you have your...
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, sure. Magic the Gathering. You have your main card, which is your Commander. That can be any... I think it's a Legendary.
Yeah, it's certain, like, not, I don't want to say heroes, but like main characters in the Magic lore.
Legendary. Yeah. Here. Like, I use a Prosh deck. I had a Dwarf deck. And those are specific. It's like, hey, if this card does X, Y,
Did you ever
y,
play Hearthstone?
Yeah.
You know you have your hero for Hearthstone?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like that.
But you build your other 99 cards around that one dude. Because whatever these other cards, you need your like 40 islands or 60. I forget.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then all the other cards are highlighting what he does. So you build these badass decks that can... I mean, we've had like 3 or 4 round games where it's like an instant wipe. Like, I can kill a whole table. With my Prosh deck, wipe a whole fucking table if everything lands perfectly in my draw hands. And you have, like, Josh and them build these bad... You just have so many options. My deck was, like, $1,200 Prosh deck, though. Like,
damn.
It was a lot of money into a single deck so I could wreck souls.
Yeah.
Dwarf deck, not so much. I would just talk to people. I'd be like, hey, Donut. Hey, your boy Batty's being a piece of shit. And he's, like, attacking you a lot and me a lot. We could actually... I'm just saying.
Okay, can we not gang up on me? Imagine you it's already happened again. Enough. Yeah.
But that's
like,
how you
we
do.
We aren't even really playing and you're ganging up. This is bullshit.
Because I quit the podcast. Like four to six people in a commander.
Time now.
I know, he quit. But you have like 4 to 6 people in a commander game, and it's all like a social aspect where you're like, yo, he's like way too powerful. We need to fucking
Again, you're pointing at me. Cool. Why do you keep pointing at me?
Point at
Donut. Thank you. Point at Donut.
Donut's way too strong right
his
now.
His mustache has become far too powerful. Yeah. We must shave it. Don't.
Done.
I would never.
Can you do goblin decks there?
Yeah.
That was always one of my favorite decks was goblin decks.
Dude, you can make it like you'll. Okay, so. Oh, man. Ugh.
I'm just saying, I'm going to build. I'm just going to. I'm getting every single card from the D&D set. I'm going to waste so much fucking money on every single card that's in this new D&D set. I do not care.
That'll be good for opening on stream.
That's what I'm saying. I can open them on stream. Like,
I'll do it with
pop
you.
Pop those little.
They don't smell like they used to. Do you know that? I just got four new booster boxes from like one of the most recent sets, and they don't smell
Modern
like
Modern Horizons.
Did. Yes,
that dude. Modern Horizons 2 was the one that just came out. Yeah, I actually Lori just opened a booster box of that the other night, and like the cards are really fucking cool. They all have these special art cards on the in the mail, and they're cool as fuck.
It's just so wild. That was a podcast. It was not fun to edit because I had to bring up every card that they talked about when it was discussed. That was a lot of fun for an hour and a half. We'd be like, oh, man, now if you do a soul ring into this Parosh thing. And then I'm like, the card comes and it's like, like,
and you weren't even on the podcast. You were just.
No. I was just literally editing. That was it.
You were Kurt.
I was Kurt.
That sucks. Kurt. Hey, Kurt, if you watch our podcast, text me right now. Thanks. I'm checking everyone right now. You know who you are, Kurt.
The past like three vlogs, because I'm starting to catch up on my vlogs again, we all shit on Kurt like four times a vlog. We're like, oh, Kurt, our day was going good until we saw you
until
were fucking
you
here.
Fucking showed up. Bastard.
Oh, I love Kurt so much, you piece of
you
shit.
You know what I just realized about our logo? Just kind of staring at it. It's got a D20 shape in it. I haven't fucking realized. It's the...
Oh, yeah.
Behind it?
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like a D20, like a dice. Like
Gallagher probably did that on purpose.
I wouldn't. He's kind of smart, so like I.
That's his go-to.
20-sided dices.
One of them there, girls.
Mine and D20, bros.
Rolling dice.
Bros.
Dude, I'm so excited to play fucking D&D.
When's it come out?
What?
The new D&D
Pokemon? It drops, I believe, the pre-release. So like local game stores, I think you can get some stuff on the 16th, and it drops a couple days later, or like a week later. So like literally this week.
Yeah. Can you pre-order...
I haven't checked at San Antonio House of Cards yet. Okay. I'm actually going in tomorrow. I'm picking up two booster boxes of Chilling Rain, which is the newer set that just came out.
Okay. How much are those compared to like the expensive?
Like, what are you talking MCGs? About? Like Pokemon? Oh, Magic the Gathering boxes. Modern Horizon, the new one, it was like $280
per if, box.
For a box?
For that's more than Pokemon. No, for like the booster boxes, like 30 packs.
Okay.
And it's
well, some
I was saying forget, what the value the is one? Like. It's a big fucking box.
No, it's not those. Who makes so all you have? God dang it. I cannot remember it. So each different, they'll do like Ravnica, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, each set.
But then they have the like the legends.
Oh, the whatever. Collector one? I think they're like $800 or something like
that. They're like
a booster box?
It jumps up, but all the value of those cards are a lot more.
Oh, I didn't know they
so
did
in
that.
The booster box, it was, we got it for, we actually were in, when we were in Fort Worth, we went in downtown Dallas and went to a store called Common Grounds, I think. Fighting Grounds?
Mm. Fighting Grounds is way.
No, Laura, what was the store name? Common Grounds. I got it. I'm the best.
I heard her back does the go. Podcast know who Laura is?
Yeah, we
she's a producer.
She makes sure I don't die.
Yeah. She's a magic nerd.
Common Grounds. It's like one of the biggest, like, it's in D&D books. It's like a huge store. It's old. They've been doing shit for Dungeons & Dragons and Wizards for a while. Like, I bought a random D&D book that just talks about, like, breaks down D&D, like, easier for people to learn for, like, all the stuff that's come out for 2021. And in that book, they mentioned their store. So, like, we were in that store. I was like, oh, I'll grab a booster box of Magic's. I know the D&D stuff. And I was like, I kind of want to look at stuff again. And the box was, like, $280 and... It was like $750 worth of value in the box, mm-hmm. not counting any of like the commons. That's just like the rare cards.
Yeah.
So like,
why don't we open up a nerd bar?
I why not? Why don't we have
that's
a bar yet?
Really bad. Why don't we have a bar yet? It's like, why are they all dead?
That's weird. A week after the lounge opened or whatever the fuck, Batty and Donut have slipped into alcoholic comas. Their livers have failed. Eli is homeless and missing.
Yeah. What do we call the bar, though?
Would it have like a D&D type theme?
No, it wouldn't
like,
need to be D&D. Just like, a gaming
like
in general.
Yeah, like but like an old pub that you would go to in like the Lord of the Rings
pub
universe.
Pub of the Beholder.
Oh, man. Pub of the Beholder?
Yeah, because we're beholding the alcohol. Shut up, Batty.
I have the pub.
Yeah, I have the pub. Like the dragon flagon. What was the green dragon? Is
I mean, there's the Shady Dragon Inn.
Shady Dragon Inn's pretty gangster.
That's like OG. That's original. Fuck. That's from this book is from like 79.
Dude, I would say that. I want to go to the Shady Dragon Inn, but we probably have to.
The Drunken Dragon was another really classic one. Fuck, dude. There's so many. And then
the Hammered Wizard.
Dude, players. Yes. We just go with something simple like
Muscle
that.
Wizard Cast Fist.
Yeah. Player's Handbook. That's a good name.
People wouldn't know it's a bar. People, what the fuck is this?
It's like, why are we going to play what? What would if you have an idea for an awesome gaming themed bar, put it in the comments below. Let us know what you think we should name our gaming bar. Go.
Dude, just because it's us, they would like it would be packed out every weekend, I think.
Are you like for real? Like, would we be do hanging themed out in game there. Nights and shit. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Like
be super cool.
Dude, cosplay nights where everyone just dresses up and we have like flasks like this though. This is what you have to drink out of?
Yeah. Oh,
I would like to rage. That's definitely it's from a barbarian's the Viking era. This is the white girl Viking saying. I just want to rage.
That's from Critical Role. Grog Strongjaw says that when he rages. Don't make fun of me. I love Critical Role. I love D&D. I'm a nerd. Fuck off, okay? Let me drink my high life in peace.
I got anime. You got this.
Okay, that's fair. That's true. Yeah, you're a fucking weeb.
I know. Donut has cop breakdown videos.
It's okay, bud.
I like anime, too.
Dude, I watched
fucking poser. Oh,
So while I was getting tattooed today, I watched My Hero for like 2.5 hours. And I just want to I've already seen it. I've already seen all of this. And I'm just like, I want. It's in the middle, right where All for One shows up. And destroys the genist.
Oh yeah,
it was that episode. Then I was like, oh, we finished. I'm like, but I want to keep watching. Do I have to leave?
I just watched episode 78 over again.
Which one is that? Is episode that the one?
The one.
The one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the new season? The new season's playing right now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It was so good.
Is it five?
Uh huh.
Is it? It's not dark yet. It gets dark.
Oh, it's about to get.
Yeah,
real
I was gonna say. I was talking.
Dark.
I was talking to Corinne and Van over at the shop and. There, he's reading the manga, and he's like, dude, it gets
dark.
Dork.
That's what I tell people. I was like, this show's about to take a very hard turn.
Yeah.
Very hard turn.
God, I can't
believe they're going to be like, oh. But Deckard just got a new thing, so it's really gangster.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so stoked.
Has there been any, like, epic fights?
Slap!
Have you seen it?
I've watched the first couple episodes, man.
Oh, I haven't
man.
Seen it yet.
You need to watch it.
I'm going to have to
wait, the new season?
Oh, no. The entire
You're
series.
Not caught up on My Hero yet?
No. It's,
Donut!
The fucking main character's kind of whiny. I don't know, man.
You'll get past that because he's a kid. Think of John right now.
That's exactly. I already have a whiny, like, smart-ass fucking teenager in my house.
Now imagine if John turned to be a good human.
There's high life in my nose.
No.
Nice.
Where he's using All Might's power... John's using Robux. So
oh no. Someday John's gonna sit down and watch these when he's older and just fucking hate.
Right. Can't wait till he's like, Dad, I got into Harvard. Are you paying for it? And I'm like, you still owe me. I'd be like, why don't you call him up and see if they're accepting Robux?
Huh, why don't you sell that mansion you made?
No.
See how much that's worth now.
I hear it's a seller's market, John.
Don't you have an FA-18 Super Hornet jet in Roblox?
God damn.
It's worth about $35 million. Why don't you sell that for your tuition?
Oh, God.
Man, it's whatever.
Little bitch. Yeah, it's whatever.
So
John's going to start saying soon. It's whatever.
Oh, he's at that age, too.
I mean, him and Will are basically the same age, right?
Yeah, they could hang out.
Dude, you should fight Will over for a play date with John.
John and Will are just playing games.
Yo, Will, you want to come play Robux?
And pizza bagels and shit.
Oh my, I mean, okay, don't we hang? I'd eat some pizza bagels right now.
Willer, it's 8. We got to get you home.
Call Clean.
Mom, yeah. Clean. Is your mom on his way? What? Yeah. Clean?
Steph, could you come pick up Will?
Street lights are turning on. Will is like, I hate all of you.
We love you, Will.
But it's whatever.
God damn it.
Guys, follow Willers.
Guys, go follow our friend Twitch. Willers on Twitch and everywhere else. He's Willers.
We had to reset the cameras, and we just watched the Diablo 2 Resurrection trailer and geeked out on it a little bit.
Is it Resurrection or Resurrected?
One over two.
Resurrection.
Erection.
It's Diablo 2 Erection.
Diablo 2 Erection. I have a Diablo 2 Erection right now. I'm looking forward to that, man. That was one of my favorite PC games when I was younger, was Diablo 2, and then Lords of Destruction, the expansion. It was an expansion, right?
Yeah, Lords of Destruction was like the...
They had that battle chest.
There was always the Diablo battle chest and the StarCraft battle chest. Brood War battle chest, and then the Lords of Destruction battle chest.
Dude, Aether came out with some fucking...
It did, blah, blah, blah.
E3 came out with some...
Whatever, don't judge me. E3 came out with some goddamn zingers. Of video games. I was stoked watching.
Okay, what are you ready for at E3?
Bro, pull up Battlefield, right? No. We're taking a quick commercial.
What are you ready for at E3?
Watch. No. Pull up Battlefield. You want to see this trailer, baddie? You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Mom and dad are fighting again.
We're always fighting.
And while he's pulling that up, Forza 6, what the fuck?
I didn't watch anything of
E3. So...
People came to my chat and told me what was happening. I didn't care, though.
Battlefield official trailer. Battlefield, what is it? Battlefield
2042?
20.
It was like 1942. Like, was that the original
trailer? Trailer 4K.
PC, like the OG Battlefield that was forever ago, like in the early 2000s. That was like Battlefield 1942.
I know Battlefield. They had that. They had Battlefield Vietnam also. That was really good.
This trailer goes fucking hard. We'll just.
That looks cool as shit.
So,
we're all playing Battlefield now.
We just watched the Battlefield 2042 trailer, and I probably can't stand up right now because I have a boner.
Does that look gangster?
Yeah, that looks cool as hell.
That motherfucker, they literally put it in a cinematic trailer. Somebody jumping out of an airplane, shooting the RPG into another airplane, and then landing back in it. That was the highlight of every Battlefield compilation trailer ever. Like, if that wasn't in the trailer or in the video, you didn't watch it.
Because if you've never played Battlefield before, people do that. They'll go in a jet and go upside down and jump out of the jet and shoot a rocket launcher at another jet and kill them, and then their jet will come back around and they land in it. And people can do crazy stuff like that on Battlefield.
I just love they put it in the game. Like, they were like...
Their cinematic trailer. Yeah, the release trailer. That's fucking... That's cool.
That is like the director
of that. The hype. Yeah.
Yeah, the director of that trailer was like... I'm gonna just YouTube Battlefield 3 highlight videos.
Dude, honestly,
let's add all that. Okay.
What if they just did that? They went through like 8 Battlefield 3 trailers. They're like, all right, this is a pretty cool scene. Some guys jumped off a wall and they fell. All right, make the wall fall. Cool. Jumped out of a jet RPG. Same thing. Just keep it there. Put it in.
ATV into a helicopter. I mean, yeah.
Okay, one helicopter dodging between two as they crash. Yeah, we can make that work. Mm-hmm. Put it on some glass buildings. It'll be great.
Everything. Like, what if we added a tornado?
That's what one dude just said.
It's like there's that one dude in the back like, it's crazy enough to work.
Okay, listen. I put in highlight reels for Battlefield.
A tornado
Twister,
watch.
The Twister movie came up and I think that looked cool. So, just like added. Like, what is
the dudes this? Are doing shots around the table. All right, Kevin, it's your turn. What do you got? Okay, it's a little crazy. Hear me out. Tornado.
Who's seen Twister?
We love it. Yeah. Twister.
Fantastic movie.
Dude, that looks fucking cool. I haven't been excited about a Battlefield game in a while.
No, that's what they did right. You do that, like, that's how you do game trailers. Yeah. It's like, honestly, I'm going to do like a cinematic experience of a game that's
because
been, like, an IP.
There's two different types of trailers. You have cinematic trailers and you have gameplay trailers. Yeah. Like, that was a release trailer. And I understand why it wasn't all gameplay. There's probably gameplay somewhere in another one. But, like, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Oh, my God. That's what I want to talk about, too.
What?
E3 is with normal gameplay for E3.
In here.
I thought we killed them all.
No. We tried. It literally just landed on Donut's head and I lost it.
He probably...
The... Bad comms, bad fake comms during gameplay in E3. You know what I'm
talking about. I know bad comms, but I didn't watch any of E3.
I don't know what bad comms is.
Have you ever watched a trailer like E3 or anything when it's like it's teamwork and they're like, okay, let's watch what's going on in game right now.
The fake comms, like when they're doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, man. Forza was so bad. It's like,
oh, we got a new game coming up. We got to get all those pinatas. Catherine, what are you doing? I'm going down the alley right now, popping them all. What about you, Brad?
She's
watch out. Here I come. I'm going to catch up to you. And I was like, oh, my God. Who talks like this?
I remember that specifically the Destiny 1 release trailer where they're like, what are you doing, man? Oh, you know, I'm just walking down this alley, scanning my sector. And it's like the computerized gameplay because they didn't actually have a person controlling it. And it was just like, yeah, man, got to get my fire team. You guys ready to play? There's like boom, boom, two people phase in. They're like, hey, man, thanks for the invite. Let's get the Covenant. Like, what the fuck?
And they like hop up.
It's like, yeah. It was so bad.
It's like, how you write a cheese dick teen movie.
The scripted trailers. Yes. The scripted gameplay trailers. Yeah.
It's so awful.
Have you not watched any of these?
No.
Oh, bro. It is cringeworthy. And they still do it year after. The Forza one was so bad. Like, I was like, I don't know. Forza, I was like, I didn't even know what the trailer was. It's a racing game. And I went in, I was like, I have no idea what game this is because they're driving through Mexico in the forest and doing stuff. There was no racing. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe segments, but it was like in the forest and then all these different paths. And it's like an open world, explore Mexico. I was like, okay, there's waterfalls.
I just want to drive on a racetrack real fast.
Yeah.
I was like, probably in a circle.
Yeah. I'm really content with that. And they were like, Forza 6. I was like,
Grand Theft Auto with no violence. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that's what it was.
What was that Forza that came out a little? Was it Horizons where it was like on an island and you just drove a fuck around the island?
That's how this one is in Mexico.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to watch scripted. If you want a good time donut, just watch scripted acting for trailers. It is horrendously bad. It'd be like Tarkov, like all of us. I can't even put on how bad. Like, how would Tarkov be?
It'd be in Russian, so who cares?
Yeah, we wouldn't know what's going on.
We can't understand that. They're not going to do an English one.
They can't be like, these black guys.
You exactly. You need to tell that story. It's such a good story.
Oh, none of us were on there. Were you on there?
No,
we weren't on there.
So
there's a language barrier, first off.
Brandon Herrera's been looking at his face.
So, for everyone who doesn't know what's going on, we all have, at one time or another, played a lot of Escape from Tarkov, and there was a dev podcast recently, or a video, where on, I believe it was Clean Stream?
Yeah.
Clean was streaming, and he had the lead dev, Nikita, on there, our buddy Brandon Herrera, the AK guy, and a couple other people from, like, the gun community. They were just talking about guns and stuff. And there is a language barrier between Nikita and everyone else. Everyone else speaks English. Nikita speaks broken English.
Yeah. Russian.
And he was talking about some...
It was like...
New bad guys?
Yeah, it was like mercenaries or
something. There's some kind of mercenary group in Russia, and they're like the Black Ops or something like that. And he just... And Nikita just goes in... He's like, in the these black guys, they're just terrible evil. They're all the worst. It was just
all the worst.
All the worst. Dude, black guys.
And he said it a second time, and that's when you see, like...
Brandon was taking a drink, and he's drinking, and he goes...
Just, just his eyes large. Clean is just like... Like, you see... When you see, like, a streamer who is... They're listening, so they're usually, like, looking at the other people's faces on their Discord call or whatever... Clean and Brandon both go right to the camera. Like, it's in the office. You know when the dumb joke happens and everyone, like, in the sitcom looks at the camera? They both did that. Nobody else caught it. Nikita's just going on about, blacks are just terrible people. And it was just like, oh, my like, God.
They're very huge.
They're huge, strong, and evil. It was like, oh, my God, Nikita. Like, we know there's a language barrier. And then Clean immediately comes in to save the day. He's like, oh, you mean the Black Ops Force Recon evil bad guy groups? And he's like, yes. It's like, holy exactly. Shit.
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, man. We never
take a word.
It was just like, ooh.
I said it to Chocolate. He's like, oh, God damn. Chocolate operator, stay with me now when he comes home. I'm like, look,
can we put the clip in the podcast?
Very evil.
Yeah. We'll get the clip for you, party, and just fucking play it. It's too good to not. Like, it's beautiful.
It's...
The thing is, those black guys, it's unavoidable evil, like, with the tremendous sizes, like, super evil thing.
Yeah, the Black Division unit.
Are, like, actually nothing to compare to this force, and...
Oof.
All right, what else happened at E3? What else happened at E3? I didn't watch it. I know one thing from E3 that's really cool, but if you guys have other things.
No, what happened?
It was all virtual, right?
Yes.
It was, yeah. Fuck, man.
No, they actually did E3 in person, I think.
Was it? Was it just like a really limited staff or
something?
Yeah, it was
probably a limited staff.
There was like the presenters and a couple people, but it wasn't like a full crowd, I don't believe. Yeah.
Well, E3's always been, I mean, you've been to E3, right?
Yeah, I went to 2019.
2019 is when they opened up to the general public finally.
Oh, they did general pub?
Yeah, you could. It was it was 2019 because that was before 2020. Yeah, 2019 was the first year, or 2018. It was one of those where the first year you could actually just buy admission to E3 like a convention. Because normally, you had to have a press badge. You could only get in if you were invited.
It was pretty
cool. Yeah, it was the first time they've done that. Apparently, they need some money.
They're like, this is the year.
So, what else? I got one of you.
What game did you see that you liked on E3?
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, fuck. We all suck. I didn't either. I just watched the I watched the highlights, basically.
Diablo 2, that's all I've heard, and that sounds fucking amazing. So what else is coming?
There's a new vampire game called Redfall, which looks pretty gnarly. People are raving about that. But the one that's got me hyped is a new Sea of Thieves thing. Sea of Thieves teamed up with Disney, and they're bringing in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's cool.
And Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, they got Gibbs, like the cast of the Pirates of the Caribbean, Davy Jones, are all a part of Sea of Thieves now.
That's really cool.
Like, Sea of Thieves, when it first launched, was like the craziest tech demo, unfortunately. It was 1,000 miles wide and only an inch deep. There just wasn't enough content for it to last, but it was the most beautiful looking experience. Like, the water in that game is still one of the coolest water renders I've ever seen. And I love just...
People still play it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've recently jumped back into it. Like, it's like there's a lot of content in the game now. Like, honestly, there's tons of different quests and there's different types of loot. There's new ships, tons of new skins and things like that. And it's been a lot of fun. But now there's like they're adding like almost like single player stories. I think they're called Pirate Legends or Pirate Tales.
In it.
And so, like, as you're playing, you can pick up these special, like almost like a co-op experience quest, and there's, like, an actual story to them. And this one's going to be a Pirates of the Caribbean themed one, which some people are angry that, you know, Sea of Thieves and Rare have gone to Disney. But at the same time, fuck that.
Disney has a budget.
Disney's got their shit together when it comes to Marvel, best Pirates of the Caribbean, Star Wars, like...
They'll let you pay. They'll give you the money to finish a fucking game. You want a game that's... 1,000 miles wide or and a foot deep, or do you want a game that's like 1,000 miles wide and 1,000 feet
exactly.
deep?
Exactly.
That's how you do that is with Disney because they have the budget to throw it whatever.
So like I'm super excited to see. Like this is just the first they just did a little teaser with it and it was all like the Pirates of the Caribbean music mixed in with the game now. I'm super excited just to see like what else that means for this game as a whole because Pirates.
I can't wait for him to quit it. When's the last time you played World of Warcraft?
2 weeks.
Do they announce anything for a while?
My family's been here. Fuck you. I've been busy. I haven't even been streaming.
He's gonna stop not play anymore. I know how these games. You're getting older, buddy. You're gonna quit games like I do. You'd be like, man, this game's awesome. I haven't even beat Sushi Ghost yet.
It has been 3 months.
You're all about Sushi Ghost.
And I know. And I looked at it last night.
We've all been
night,
really
like,
busy for like a month, though.
Yeah, that is.
Like, we've been traveling and shit. You guys have been traveling. Like, I've had family here and shit. Like, I'm jerking off a lot more. Like, it's been, we've been very.
Your family, your family comes here and you jerk off more?
A lot more?
This is weird. Sorry, Dad.
Thank you. Okay, unsubscribe.
Leaving this podcast now. First it was poop, and then
first it was poop, then it was masturbation.
Is it Advil your safe word?
Advil's the safe word.
Advil.
You gotta kind of whine it. Advil.
Oh man.
Oh god damn
it. Life.
No, E3.
High life,
I don't know. Like E3. I still like for cons. PAX West is still my.
I've done PAX East so many goddamn times. I've never had a chance to go to West.
Dude, never done a PAX.
Dude, PAX Prime is the.
That's West. PAX Prime, right?
Yeah. But Seattle? That's the one you have to go. Like, if you want, because I've been to the other Prime, like the other PAXes. And
East
just,
is
like,
bigger, though. East is big. So Prime is the original, but East, I'm pretty sure, is bigger. It's always, I think the last couple have had a bigger turnout at East than.
Prime, I know, was like 120,000 people show up at.
What? No shit. They're that
No,
big.
They're huge, dude.
Bro. Oh, and do you know, so PAX Prime, too, is a 5-story convention.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I've seen.
Massive.
I don't think I don't know
it's
anything
like
about
SHOT
South.
Show, pretty much, but games
bigger.
Yeah,
it's bigger. It's bigger than SHOT Show.
Bigger than SHOT Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bro, you have this. Okay, so you have the entire five-story convention center right here. Mm-hmm. So you have like that. When it's like the first two floors are just like video games and all this shit.
Vendors,
and you have the indie games and all that. Sure, it's the split. It's amazing.
And then there's merch sections everywhere. It's fucking insane.
And then
man.
PAX Prime across the street, just right across the street. Then you have the first hall. Is nothing but Magic the Gathering downstairs. So you have just huge Magic the Gathering cards, Pokemon, everything. Then up the next two stories on top of that is nothing but LAN parties, video game tournaments for PCs, everything you can rent out. And it's free. You just go over there.
Dude,
then across the street
cool.
from there is the arcade, which is $20 on Thursdays to play all the video games you want. And it's a bar. So we get shipwrecked Thursday.
Okay, back to the boys' bar.
Yeah. Dude, it is like PAX Prime this year, if we can go.
Did you ever get a chance to do PAX Unplugged?
Hmm.
PAX Unplugged, it was a newer thing. It was like 2017, 2016, I believe, where it was a PAX dedicated to only tabletop gaming. Hmm. Like, oh, shit. Dude, so it only had a small, it had like a 40,000 person turnout, but it was in, Philadelphia, maybe?
No shit.
And it was a ton of fucking fun. Dude, the D&D sections, like that, it was the coolest shit, but it was all tabletop gaming, which so like you have your Betrayal, House on Mansion of Madness, like all these cool iconic tabletop games and card games specifically with Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, they had an entire hall of again, and it was just super fucking cool to see PAX do something smaller but at the same time bigger. There was like built-in like escape rooms but were only like dungeon themed.
Oh, see, that's gangster.
Yeah, so you had to do like escape room where you got like a quest, like you got like a class. DreamHack actually did this too. It's a certain company that goes around and does escape room styled
events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get a class, you have spells, and they have like actors in the fucking there that come in. You have to be like, how are you going to beat me? And like, they actually like, you got to go out like, how are you going to solve this puzzle? And they have like shit all around the rooms. It's super fucking cool.
Oh, that's neat. We should get hammered and do it.
I ain't gonna do it sober.
PAX Prime, you're gonna have so much fun. And then it's like all the sushi and restaurants are right there too across the street. So you have a two-story arcade because it's GameWorks.
Yep.
So it's like a two-story.
It's downtown Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Two-story giant arcade. Mm-hmm. Everything's literally across the street from each other.
That's super cool.
Fucking dope.
When's the next one happening?
September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and 4th.
It's a sold out.
Maybe. Not yet. Because they don't know if it's going to
South
happen.
And East were both already canceled this year. So,
and I'm just saying.
East is fun. It's in Boston.
But, yo, Donut, you know what? Both of you want good news. If West does happen this year, BRCC is going to have a booth, which means we're going.
Well, I mean, I'm going. I get content creator passes anyway, so I get free entry.
I know, but
too,
now
but
we got
now we can, now we get a booth.
Yeah.
Now I've never had a booth.
Now we're going. Oh, yeah. And we get to design it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like, you give us the opportunity, we'll make that fucking booth popping. Because we just have competitions. Like, every day you have a PC set up and you...
Oh, man. Bro, we get to pub stomp people.
I know. Exactly.
And if they start to win, I can punch them like right there in person.
Yeah, you just have fun. We'll show up for
I can yell at children.
Yeah, they're like,
drunk.
They're shit wrecked all the time.
They will see us just on the couch drunk. It's like, it's noon. Yeah. Donuts passed out. I'm there. I'm yelling at the controller.
Riot review.
God damn it. Fucking amen. I can't wait for conventions to come back. God.
Yeah, it sucks.
DreamHack, dude. PAX. Happening. Fucking E3. Like, all these events, man. I cannot wait. Ugh.
Not SHOT Show.
Yeah. Well,
that's when my liver hurts.
Yeah, conventions, dude, about the same time, as much as I drink at conventions, I will suck it up like a motherfucker to get through a convention. Like, I will drink as much as I've ever drank on, like, that first Friday, Thursday night. And then on Saturday, I'm like, I'm gonna die. Let's do this! I just get up and you do it again.
SHOT Show's, like, during the week, too.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, Monday to fucking Friday or some shit.
God damn.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good time.
Yep.
Just looking at each other. We're like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you again.
It's like, Donut, I think it's daylight, but there's no windows in here.
Because we were gambling until 7 a.m.
They were just throwing money on fucking roulette. So when I play roulette, I literally just walk up to tables, throw the maximum amount you can on red or black.
And I had good luck.
And I destroyed it.
Donut was like, I'll do the same as Eli. It's like, lose, lose, lose. I'm like, stop. Just pick any other thing.
Ruining this for me.
He like, I put it on black. He puts it on red. It's like, green. I'm like, the two chances.
Oh, my God.
Switching
tables. You can't switch tables. It's not allowed.
Your strategy was working. Yeah, it was working for a while, and then when I was betting on an opposite of you, it was working for me too because you were taking 50.
Yes,
right. We were taking. You showed me you were doing that before, because before every time we ate, you would be like, "Hold on, guys." You take 50 and throw it on red or black, and then you'd end up getting like 100 back and pay for your meal. I was like, "I'm gonna do it," and so I would start betting on opposite of what you're betting, and it worked. But then I did that one time where I bet on the same thing you did, and it just downhill from
obliterated. Yeah, every time that's literally before meals, I'd be like, okay, what's the amount? 150, 100, two, okay. Winner. Tip.
Walk away.
Yeah, dinner's free. Yeah. Worked every time. But Shot Show's always it's a completely different experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is.
And it's in Vegas.
Yeah. At the same time, the porn convention is happening.
And the concrete convention.
Oh, really? I didn't know about the concrete convention.
All three are at the same time every year.
The concrete, like.
Concrete, like pouring. Like, yeah. That's a convention for concrete. Yep. There's a convention for
the best way to bury your porn star after you're done with her. Yeah.
And just to be clear, we're talking about like
gun, whore, concrete.
We're talking like grab, like rock like, and cement.
Yeah. And then back to the gun convention.
Can we just circle back? Concrete convention. That's a thing?
There is a lot.
That's a thing?
Construction industry is pretty large, Patty.
Yeah. Sorry you hate manual labor.
It's true, I do. Look at these supple, gentle fingers. I play video games for
those are going to blister.
Yeah, I don't do manual labor anymore.
No, I love
I don't even pick up weights. Stop it.
I'm surprised.
Stop it.
I'm taking stop it back.
Stop it. That was...
Gasp.
I don't like it here anymore. I hate my friends. Except for Donut. I love him.
Thank you.
No, conventions, I still like. PAX Prime is probably my favorite just because I've done that the most.
Yeah. Didn't you live out there too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I met
That's why East was always my favorite because I lived right near Boston, so I was always there. Makes sense.
Then the other ones were always like hit or miss. If it, like TwitchCon was probably the lamest convention I've ever
been to. I love TwitchCon though because as a streamer, that's where you could hang out with all your friends. Like, granted, we all live in the same area here now, but when I was living in Vermont or all my friends were in Atlanta and Texas and California, like, that was the only time you got to go hang out with your fucking friends.
That's true.
Because, honestly, like, you can't afford to fly everywhere every month. You'd taken time away from stream. You just couldn't.
No.
So I was like, that's why TwitchCon isn't fun because of the convention. TwitchCon is fun because you're actually hanging out with your friends, whether it's the friends you've met through streaming or other some of the viewers you get to hang out with. Like, things like that make... That's why I will always love TwitchCon the most now, just because of that. Though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like people. I'm a people person. I'm not an introvert.
Dude, this one though, Batty. This is the first meetup that we did with Black Rifle because we had a grand opening.
Oh God,
Batty, your boy had people taking photos with him.
One of my boys, yo, shout out to Bid Boy. He showed up in a Batty Pornhub shirt. I was like, my man.
Yeah, Batty was like, I was like, oh yeah, this is the first time this is the first experience time. Yeah. That shit. Like,
because I didn't start blowing up on Twitch until COVID hit, so there was no conventions. And the previous one, I was, you know, I had like 10,000 followers on Twitch.
Yeah, like one person would.
I had just been partnered. Like, I was brand new to being kind of big on Twitch. So then I blew up over COVID and shit, and now this is the first time I've ever been able to like meet.
And you're like,
fans and viewers and shit. It was fucking, dude, I was loving it. I was like all over the place. Like, it was awesome. People, I got 5 cases of White Claw.
I know.
Yeah, everybody who wanted you White Claw.
Dude, everyone showed up. They're like, hey, man, so you mind running to the car? I got a case of White Claw for you. So if you ever meet me somewhere, please bring me a case of White Claw. That moral of the story.
That's literally your brand. I was like, damn it. I built my brand wrong.
I bought a gun in the parking lot. I'm not joking. I literally bought a gun in the parking lot.
What'd you buy?
I can't. Okay. Party, bleep this out. I don't let my viewers know what I buy until they hit sub goals, because fuck them.
Tylko jedno w głowie mam, koksu 5 gram, odlecieć sam, Ukrainę zapomnienia. W głowie myśli mam, kiedy skończy.
That's awesome. But that, yeah. That one guy was like, hey, come sign my gun in my trunk. And I was like,
the physicist. Yeah.
I was like, as
he's
long as
you big fan of yours. Don't he loves your shit.
Murder me. I'll come do it. Yep. He was cool. Shout out to a physicist, man. Yeah, it was great to meet you.
Dude, I was like, this is definitely like a Batty or Donut fan. Because he came up to me, so I was like, yeah.
And he was a bigger fan of Unsubscribe. That's why he talked about the podcast a fuck ton.
Dude, a lot of people did.
That was probably the weirdest thing. I expected to see, you know, Donut fans, Eli fans, Matt fans, whatever, Clean and me. But I didn't expect to have so many people come up to me and like, holy shit, I love the pod. I'm here because of the podcast. Like, that was...
Holy shit, you guys are fucking terrible at your scheduling and uploading episodes.
Yeah, getting yelled at in person about that kind of sucked.
That's why today we're here right now.
Yeah.
But guys, we have to make this happen.
Dude, shout out to all those people, though. I had at least like 10 people come up to me. It's like, I love Unsubscribe. I'm like,
you really did? <religion? laughs>
What?
You heard of this?
It was super fucking cool. And
did you watch the last episode?
It's not great. Everyone loves, they love watching them, though. So, like, if you're listening, if you get a chance, go out and like, just watch one episode because we're dumb looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Eli.
But yeah, man, it was super fun. Cool. It was a fun time in Fort Worth getting to meet everybody and hang out. And
it's a crazy experience, especially if that's your first time. You're like, what?
Well, I mean, the Bitter store, when you guys opened the Bitter store here in San Antonio, it was cool, but it was like a lot close. It wasn't as crazy because it was still like in the middle of COVID and shit, so it was like a smaller
soft
grand,
open.
Soft open. This was fucking nuts, man. I heard the one before that in Tennessee you said was pretty crazy too, right?
Yeah, that was a packed one. That my sister, I forgot, like my family's so like not internet people, so they're so like far removed from that, and then they're like showing up for that, and then like Chas is like trying to get attention. She was like, oh my god, this is a line for me, and she was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, my family has no fucking like idea of this. My dad still thinks I'm struggling artist playing video games that he needs to send money to. So like, Pops, do you need an allowance? I'm like, Dad, I'm good. I'm fine. So like that was for them, they were like, holy shit, this is what the fuck?
This is an experience. Like my dad still calls me a tweaker. He thinks streaming on Twitch is called tweaking, so he calls me a tweaker and he thinks I do porn.
What was your mom's first reaction when he was like, when she?
Yeah,
yours?
What was that like with your family? Donut, like when you
when
got
they
to
see that for that first time, they see how big you are.
I was living with my mom when it happened, so they were pretty excited to get me out of their house. I think.
Like, oh my god,
go away!
No, they.
Here's your package, luggage. Go.
Exactly. No, yeah,
I just caught the fly.
Did you?
What?
It's in my hand. I can feel it. What do I do? I don't want to let it.
Right.
I just want to see it. Just smash it on the table.
Wait. Oh, I'm just gonna slam it. Ready?
You're gonna slam it?
Ready?
Oh, you did? Oh, he flew off!
God damn it! I had it.
He's fucked up.
It was in my hand.
Over here.
He's not feeling good.
So, I forgot to take out my trash the other day, so my garage is full of flies, and then I left the door open too long.
Oh, no, they all came.
I'm dumb.
But they were like super excited for you.
Yeah, they were super excited.
Oh yeah, they got to watch like that fucking The Taking. I remember when you're. What videos was it that just took off? I remember you being on Reddit because I remember talking to you at like 30,000 subs, and that was when you were like, "Oh, I'm also doing like
30,000 or 300,000?
30,000.
Oh shit! I didn't realize it was that long ago. Okay.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's like me and Matt were living at the Unicorn Ranch when I was talking to Donut.
What's the Unicorn Ranch?
It's when me and Matt lived together in Utah.
Called it the Unicorn Ranch?
Dude, it was like a 5-bedroom house, and me and Matt would just get drunk, play video games, wake up, write content. That was our 1 year where every video was 10 to 50 million views per video, and we were doing that every
Holy
2 weeks.
Shit.
Yeah, and that was like when Black Rifle was taken off.
What happened? Why aren't you guys as good now?
Because we don't live together.
Matt. So what I'm hearing is the next, because I have to move in November, I'm gonna get a big house and we're all gonna live together.
Perfect.
Just probably just keep running to each other off the whole time.
My lease is up then too, so
is yours up in November too?
Yeah.
Or October?
Yeah, we got
same time. You guys were.
Right. I was like a
it's
few
like
days
two
behind.
Weeks,
you.
Yeah, something like a week.
Fuck
or something
dude.
Like that.
But what was the videos that took off? I remember the Reddit, and then videos really just catapulted?
The first one that got me 100,000 views and 100 concurrent viewers, I dressed up in SWAT gear a week before I quit policing, and I played Rainbow Six Siege. And that was like...
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's people love that. And then I spent the next, like, probably 6 months struggling, coming up with any ideas, trying to do the video game YouTube thing. And then I did a police shooting, and it got, like, 400,000 views. And I was like, well, that's it. That's what I need to do now.
I got it.
How do you see? That's why I don't do YouTube shit, man. I don't want to do gaming stuff. I don't like. I do that on Twitch. It's my everything. I don't want to just put highlight videos on YouTube. I want to, and that's why I don't do YouTube stuff, because I don't know what to do.
Gaming for us. If we did a gaming one, I think it would have to be this format, but we're gaming together.
Yeah, it would absolutely.
That could do good.
But like at the same time, I feel like that'd be the Let's Play series. Those are so oversaturated.
Yeah, but at least we have an audience that was.
I guess at this point we have an audience. Yeah, but like
you gotta at least put your clips together and have clip compilations on your YouTube channel. Man, it's so good.
I don't want them.
Don't make fun of him. Isn't it good?
I know.
It's good extra revenue.
Oh man, this is what episode 26. Batty parties again. Whoa, so original.
I would like it.
Hey guys, this is Batty Vlogs. I'm hungover again. That's it. Click
40 seconds. Like that's.
Oh fuck! This is my favorite. Batty passes out on stream while the sun rises. It's 4 hours.
Allegedly. Look, all Batty's friends are calling him again. Allegedly. God fucking, I hate all of you.
I just love it. Everyone's taking off. Everyone's doing so good. I'm so proud of everyone.
I hate.
And then we have we can do a quick outro with Demo hitting 10 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Matt. We filmed his 10 million subscriber video. We all got stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Except for Eli and his Volvo, which didn't drive on the mud.
Me, 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 me.
I was just like ripping it up.
Eli got stuck. How?
Yeah, it was rough. But that was a fun video. It was fucking awesome. Congrats to him for 10 fucking million.
10 million.
How many guns do you think he had?
That was a lot.
Like 180, 200?
Yeah, at least 200, I think. On
the
tables,
thought he'd have more
least.
Pistols, to be totally honest.
I don't think that was everything.
I don't think it was everything either. I really think he's fucking... I just think he got sick of driving shit down. Or he ran out of tables.
Yeah, which is probably... I remember walking out there. I was like, because you like know like... our collections or like Matt's collection. I was like, oh, it's gonna be like,
oh my god. He had a binos out to look all the way down the amount of tables that were set up with guns.
It's crazy. If you guys haven't seen that, watch it.
Yeah, go check out Matt's Demo Ranch's 10 million subscriber video. It's Eli's a piece of shit and it wins. It's bullshit.
Was like 70 yards of table.
Also, if I can do one thing. Okay, so Donut, you only hit 8 out of the...
Really?
You hit 8. I went back and watched it on stream. I was like, that motherfucker did only... Because it was like...
I was just relying on Demo. I wasn't paying attention on those last like...
I know. Yeah, me and you were just like... Tick, 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 tick.
I hit 8?
You hit 8. I was like, son of a bitch.
You mean you won anyways.
I know.
But if I would have won somehow that last round and you came to me and said you did 8, I would give you the rifle.
No, you should. If you walk out there just one day alone and just shoot, hit the target once, 9.
Done. That was good. Like, you got me so fucking stressed out on that lat. When the small one, dude. That was the first time I was like, God damn it, Donut's like, fuck, man.
Every first shot hitting the small target,
every
dude,
time with you,
the
dude.
Memes created.
Oh, those were good memes.
Oh, so good.
You're that. The look was fucking wild.
I was like, homeboy is on fire right now. Why is this happening?
God damn
it. He just wasn't. And then you had like Batty, Crispy, and...
I tied. We all beat Crispy. Crispy had the most bullets and he still came in dead last. I don't want to hear
Crispy was slipping in extra bullets.
He's like, two extra rounds. Yeah. It's like, man, that's weird. I know I'm not great at math, but that didn't sound like 5.
Maybe not. This is a fun competition. It was
absolutely great. Matt with the fucking revolver.
His reaction the second he was like,
good for a couple.
Yeah. We're playing a game where you can win a gold 50 cal. Matt's like, can I pick this? If anyone would have picked a shotgun on that first round.
I wonder what they would have brought out though. Slugs or like buck?
Hmm.
Dude,
bird shot.
Yeah.
You just can't miss. Yeah. I'm not even looking at him. Dude, I'm mad. I was this close. I picked up a shotgun first and I put it down.
You're like, fuck! Dude, I was still like, even 8 of the... We had 10 rounds and we hit that fucking target hip firing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was wild, you two.
Nine. That's insane.
We're fucking good at hip firing.
Yeah, I guess apparently that's how we can just train from now
on. Yeah, do you remember when we were playing Cat in the Triarch event? And you and I were nailing hip
pig.
Shots.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking about yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys were fucking doing the shit.
You and I were both like,
I forgot. Maybe
like
that's
destroying
what,
it.
Maybe that's what we can do. That can be our stick. Shtick?
Shtick.
We'll
dicks?
Just, we'll
dicks.
Quit everything else and just be hip fire champions.
There we go.
It's lucrative. I guarantee.
Probably not.
14 people that watch that sport.
It's just going to be you watching
ESPN
14 times.
12.
The Ocho. ESPN yeah. 8, the Ocho.
No
Jesus
one watches
Christ.
It. That was good. That was a good time. And then everyone, it was like 1 hour to film, 8 hours to get out
of the mud.
Yeah, we were stuck there for several hours after the video.
Yeah, God.
Had to literally make a new trail through the woods off of Demo Ranch to get out of there because it was so fucked.
It was lit, but when you looked at it, it was water running down from
yeah,
the creek.
Yeah, it was a river. We were driving through a fucking river.
Yeah.
And it was like sprinkling the whole fucking time.
It wasn't a rocky creek bed either. It was like just Matt. That was
funny. It's not that deep. There's a rock creek bed right there.
Man, he fell in it. Yeah.
He fell up to his thigh and falls over it.
He's like, that's not rock. Yeah, it's not rock. It's 100% not rock.
Mm-hmm. A fucking 5-ton with a 13,000-pound winch to pull trucks out. Yeah. Like, they had a bobcat out there.
Donut got temporarily stuck. It was like a small stuck. So we had to move him out.
Oh, God damn it.
Baddies, natural reaction.
It's because we did the same thing with Brandon.
to
get
us that. So he's stuck and we need to back out. So we need to back out to get him out. Baddie's like, come and help pull him out. Get behind the vehicle and pull him while he accelerates. I'm like, or weird idea. We push him, Baddie.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. It seems like we're out of time on this episode of Unsubscribe Podcast. Here we have Eli Double Tap, my man, Donut Operator. I'm not
Baddie Streams. Go check him out. We love you guys.
Thank go
you
listen. So to leave comments anywhere you can, please, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, Castro, all the shit, the stuff, Amazon, whatever. Do your thing. Thank you everyone for watching. Go subscribe to us. Go subscribe to Unsubscribe.
Comment
fuck
below.
Off.
Comment below. Hold on. Comment below what our pub is going to be called.
Ooh,
our
yeah.
D&D
very
fantasy
important.
Pub.
Yeah.